Oh, through song, of course.
Of course.
Everybody does that. I sing all the time at home. Actually, I do. What did you do to him to make Warren, to make him such a ruthless individual? You're his mom, right?
Yeah. Why'd you do that to me, Mom?
Well, I guess maybe I didn't give him the attention that he deserves.
Oh.
So he passes that off onto his own.
There
self,
you go.
Unfortunately.
Okay.
Skip generation. Everything makes sense now.
There you go. And now we have a whole other plot, and that's Fastrada. And Taylor is Fastrada.
Yes, I am.
So, Taylor, or Ms. Fastrada, what is the deal with you and Charlemagne? Are you guys having a good relationship or what?
Probably not. I'm actually his second wife.
Right.
So I'm Pippin's stepmother. And I have a son of my own named
yes.
Louis.
Yes.
And so my goal in life is to basically make Louis the king. And so I will do whatever it takes to get him to that goal.
Did you marry Charlemagne for that reason?
Probably,
I think
yeah.
There's a good chance of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Charlemagne, are you up to that? You understand what's going on, or are you just
kind of... I'm just kind of obsessed with myself.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on.
Gotcha. Now, Taylor, the Fosse production in 1972 had a incestuous relationship with Louis being portrayed. How far are you going on that?
Well.
Halfway.
Halfway? Okay.
Probably not to the extent that Cheetah Rivera went, but,
okay.
I don't know. You're going to have to come and see.
Ah, a teaser. I love those. Okay. yeah, it was fairly strong in the original. So it'd be interesting. So it's like a TV-14 type thing there? PG-13?
Yeah, okay. We are a high school production,
okay.
So it's not going to be to the extent that they went. But.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And then I got Catherine Seton, right? Sexton. Now Freud will say there's a reason for everything. Sorry about that, Seton.
It's okay.
What do you think about the future between you and Pippin? You got this guy who's been aloof.
Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
USA Radio News.
Dad could relate to people from all walks of life. He was an empathetic man. He valued character over pedigree. And he was no cynic. He looked for the good in each person, and he usually found it.
President George Bush speaking at the state funeral for his father, former President George H.W. Bush. Bush 43 continued with the last conversation he had with his father.
Last Friday, when I was told he had minutes to live, I called him. The guy answered the phone, said I think he can hear you, but he hadn't said anything for most of the day. I said, Dad, I love you, and you've been a wonderful father. And the last words he would ever say on earth were, I love you too.
For more news, you can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
The work to replace iron and lead pipes in Flint, Michigan is well ahead of schedule. Mayor Karen Weaver announced that 18,000 pipes have been replaced, while another 12,000 will be removed and replaced by next July.
That's what's so great about this is we achieved this in record time. And so because we have surpassed the 18,000 mark, people say, well, what's going on next? What are you doing? I said, we're going to keep going.
The Postal Service is suspending regular mail delivery and retail service today to honor the late former President George H.W. Bush. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
To honor the life and legacy of President George H.W. Bush, the Postal Service will observe the National Day of Mourning by closing all retail locations, suspending all regular mail delivery, and limiting package delivery across the nation. Americans are being encouraged to remember the vast contributions of former President George H.W. Bush.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Today, as we remember the late President George H.W. Bush, former Republican Senator from Wyoming, Alan Simpson, praised the president at his state funeral.
The history books will and are treating him most fairly, while uncovering some other powerful traits, his great competitiveness, his raw courage, and his self-discipline. Recall the Andrews Air Base Conclave, where congressional participants drafted a remarkable bill that dealt with two-year budgeting, entitlement reform, comprehensive and catastrophic health care, social security, and much more. But it required a critical ingredient called revenue, translated into the word taxes. Translated into the words, read my lips. And the group went to George and said, look, we can get this package done, but we must have some revenue. And he said, I'll never forget, he said, what I've said on that subject sure puts a hell of a lot of heat on me. And then they all said, yes, but we can get it done, and it will be bipartisan. And George said, okay, go for it, but it will be a real punch in the gut. Bob Dole, then, a loyal warrior for George, took it back to the Senate, and we won a very strong bipartisan vote.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Hey, good afternoon, Hunterdon County. Here is your weather. It is a brisk 36 degrees outside, but it is mostly sunny. Now, listen up here. This afternoon, it's going to be around 35 degrees, slight winds. There is a chance for snow showers out there, so just be careful out there. There should not be any accumulation, but just a heads up. So tomorrow, Thursday, mostly sunny, high near 38, light winds. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 28 degrees. Friday, sunny, high near 36 with Friday night clear with a low around 21. Go
for my character.
Okay. Now I had to do some digging, Caitlin, for Bertha. I didn't quite understand where she fit in here. So tell me a little bit about what her role is in this play.
So I play Pippin's grandmother, and right. Pippin is seeking advice. He's starting to feel a little empty and vacant with his life.
Mm-hmm.
So I live in the countryside, so he comes away from the kingdom and he visits me, and I give him some advice through song, of course.
Through song, of course.
Of course.
Everybody does that. I sing all the time at home. Actually, I do. What did you do to him to make him such a ruthless individual? You're his mom, right?
Yeah. Why'd you do that to me, Mom?
Well, I guess maybe I didn't give him the attention that he deserves.
Oh.
So he passes that off onto his own.
There
self,
you go.
Unfortunately.
Okay.
Skips generation. Everything makes sense now.
There you go. And now we have a whole other plot, and that's Fastrada. And Taylor is Fastrada.
Yes, I am.
So, Taylor, or Ms. Fastrada, what is the deal with you and Charlemagne? You guys having a good relationship or what?
Probably not. I'm actually his second wife.
Right.
So I'm Pippin's stepmother, and I have a son of my own named Louis.
Yes.
And so my goal in life is to basically make Louis the king, and so I will do whatever it takes to get him to that goal.
Did you marry Charlemagne for that reason?
Probably,
I think
yeah.
There's a good chance of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Charlemagne, are you up to that? You understand what's going on, or you just
kind of... I'm just kind of obsessed with myself. Okay. I don't know what's going on.
Gotcha. Now, Taylor, the Fosse production in 1972 had a incestuous relationship with Louis being portrayed. How far are you going on that?
Well,
halfway.
Halfway? Okay.
Probably not to the extent that Cheetah Rivera went, but I don't know. You're gonna have to come and see.
Ah, a teaser. I love those. Okay. yeah, it was fairly strong in the original. It's like a TV 14 type thing there? PG 13?
Yeah, okay. We are a high school production, okay. So it's not going to be to the extent that they went. But.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And then I got Catherine Seton, right? Sexton.
I got,
okay. Now that, see, now Freud will say there's a reason for everything. Sorry about that, Seton.
It's okay.
What do you think about the future between you and Pippin? You got this guy who's been aloof for a while now. Doing all these different things, and somehow he makes a decision at the end to be with you all. How's it going to work out?
I think, like, in the end of the show, everyone involved is going to find, in one way or another, like, what they were looking for through the whole thing,
mm-hmm.
even if it takes a long time to get there.
Okay.
Like, somehow I think it'll all work out in the end for everyone to mm-hmm. the extent that they wanted it to.
That's it's a little light. Can you give me a little more about what your vision is there?
Vision?
Yeah, what do you see?
Well,
is it a long-term relationship? Is he just going to be there for about 3 or 4 days and then go out and try and find somebody else?
I found him lying in the road, and I think I went through enough trouble to get him. So
okay.
I'm going to keep him for a while.
But what does he think?
What does
That's
he think?
Okay. Yeah.
What does Pippin think? What do you think he thinks?
I think he wants to stay. I think he realizes in the end, you know, everything that he was looking for, you have to. It's not what you're doing, it's who you're with.
And why is that, Pippin?
That why is it who we're with?
Why is it that you're going to stay?
I feel like we built a good foundation of a relationship as characters. You know, like we're like very open with each other. You know, Pippin mm-hmm. and Fastrada. Like, there are no other barriers. Or Fastrada. Too many women. It's so hard to keep track. Pippin and his lady. Sorry, Seton.
It's all right.
You know, like I don't know. It's just. Like if we've already broken the barriers, you know, like we've experienced sex and we've experienced, you know, first love and
mm-hmm.
The expectations of husband and wife. So it's right. not there won't be anything unexpected. So I can't imagine it not working out.
Okay, and you've tapped all of your concerns. You've been worldly. You've seen everything you need to see, and so now you're happy with just kind of. Going through life on the adult track, which is boring and uneventful, right?
Yeah, okay. It's not like everything.
Okay. All right, we've got to take another commercial break. We'll do the news, do the weather. We're going to get set up for some music, and we'll be talking more with these folks in a little bit. Oh, my goodness, it's out of control here. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
for my character.
Okay. Now, I had to do some digging, Caitlin, for Bertha. I didn't quite understand where she fit in here. Yeah. So tell me a little bit about what her role is in this play.
So I play Pippin's grandmother,
right.
And Pippin is seeking advice. He's starting to feel a little empty and vacant with his life.
Mm-hmm.
So I live in the countryside, so he comes away from the kingdom, and he visits me, and I give him some advice through song, of course.
Through song, of course.
Of course.
Everybody does that. I sing all the time at home. Actually, I do. What did you do to him to make Warren, to make him such a ruthless individual? You're his mom, right?
Yeah. Why'd you do that to me, Mom?
Well, I guess maybe I didn't give him the attention that he deserves.
Oh.
So he passes that off onto his own.
There
self,
you go.
Unfortunately.
Okay.
Skip generation. Everything makes sense now.
There you go. And now we have a whole other plot, and that's Fastrada. And Taylor is Fastrada.
Yes, I am.
So, Taylor, or Ms. Fastrada, what is the deal with you and Charlemagne? Are you guys having a good relationship or what?
Probably not. I'm actually his second wife.
Right.
So I'm Pippin's stepmother. And I have a son of my own named
yes.
Louis.
Yes.
And so my goal in life is to basically make Louis the king. And so I will do whatever it takes to get him to that goal.
Did you marry Charlemagne for that reason?
Probably.
A good chance of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Charlemagne, are you up to that? You understand what's going on? Or are you just
kind of... I'm just kind of obsessed with myself.
Okay.
I don't know what's going
gotcha.
On.
Gotcha. Now, Taylor, the Fosse production in 1972 had a incestuous relationship with Louis being portrayed. How far are you going on that?
Well,
halfway.
Halfway? Okay.
Probably not to the extent that Cheetah Rivera went, but,
okay.
I don't know. You're going to have to come and see.
Ah, a teaser. I love those. Okay. yeah, it was fairly strong in the original. So it's like a TV-14 type thing there? PG-13?
Yeah, okay. We are a high school production,
okay.
So it's not going to be to the extent that they went. But.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And then I got Catherine Seton, right? Sexton. Now Freud will say there's a reason for everything. Sorry about that, Seton.
It's okay.
What do you think about the future between you and Pippin? You got this guy who's been aloof for a while now. Doing all these different things, and somehow he makes a decision at the end to be with you all. How's it going to work out?
I think, like, in the end of the show, everyone involved is going to find, in one way or another, like, what they were looking for through the whole thing,
mm-hmm.
even if it takes a long time to get there.
Okay.
Like, somehow I think it'll all work out in the end for everyone mm-hmm. to the extent that they wanted it to.
So. It's a little light. Can you give me a little more about what your vision is there?
Vision?
Yeah, what do you see?
Well,
is it a long-term relationship?
Is he
just going to be there for about 3 or 4 days and then go out and try and find somebody else?
I found him lying in the road, and I think I went through enough trouble to get him, so
okay.
I'm not going to keep him for a while.
But what does he think?
What does he think?
Okay. Yeah.
What does Pippin think? What do you think he thinks?
I think he wants to stay. I think he realizes in the end, you know, everything that he was looking for, you have to. It's not what you're doing, it's who you're with.
And why is that, Pippin?
That why is it who we're with?
Is it that you're going to stay?
I feel like we built a good foundation of a relationship as characters. You know, like we're like very open with each other. You know, Pippin
mm-hmm.
and Fastrada. Like, there are no other barriers. Or Fastrada.
Too many women.
It's so hard to keep track.
Pippin
and his lady. Sorry, Seton.
It's all right.
You know, like I don't know. It's just. Like if like we've already broken the barriers, you know, like we've experienced sex and we've experienced, you know, first love and
mm-hmm.
The expectations of husband and wife. So it's
but
not there won't be anything unexpected. So I can't imagine it not working out.
Okay, and you've tapped all of your concerns. You've been worldly. You've seen everything you need to see, and so now you're happy with
yeah.
just kind of. Going through life on the adult track, which is boring and uneventful, right?
Yeah, it's
okay.
Kind of like everything.
Okay. All right, we've got to take another commercial break. We'll do the news, do the weather. We're going to get set up for some music, and we'll be talking more with these folks in a little bit. Oh, my goodness, it's out of control here. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For my character.
Okay. Now, I had to do some digging, Caitlin, for Bertha. I didn't quite understand where she fit in here. So tell me a little bit about what her role is in this play.
So I play Pippin's grandmother.
Right.
And Pippin is seeking advice. He's starting to feel a little empty and vacant with his life.
Mm-hmm.
So I live in the countryside, so he comes away from the kingdom, and he visits me, and I give him some advice through song, of course.
Through song, of course.
Of course.
Everybody does that. I sing all the time at home. Actually, I do. What did you do to him to make Warren, to make him such a ruthless individual? You're his mom, right?
Yeah. Why'd you do that to me, Mom?
Well, I guess maybe I didn't give him the attention that he deserves.
Oh.
So he passes that off onto his own.
There you go.
Unfortunately.
Okay.
Skips generation. Everything makes sense now.
There you go. And now we have a whole other plot, and that's Fastrada. And Taylor is Fastrada.
Yes, I am.
So, Taylor, or Ms. Fastrada, what is the deal with you and Charlemagne? You guys having a good relationship or what?
Probably not. I'm actually his second wife.
Right.
So I'm Pippin's stepmother, and I have a son of my own named
yes.
Louis.
Yes.
And so my goal in life is to basically make Louis the king, and so I will do whatever it takes to get him to that goal.
Did you marry Charlemagne for that reason?
Probably,
I think
yeah.
There's a good chance of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Charlemagne, are you up to that? You understand what's going on, or are you just
kind of... I'm just kind of obsessed with myself.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on.
Gotcha. Now, Taylor, the Fosse production in 1972 had a incestuous relationship with Louis being portrayed. How far are you going on that?
Well.
Halfway.
Halfway? Okay.
Probably not to the extent that Cheetah Rivera went, but,
okay.
I don't know. You're going to have to come and see.
Ah, a teaser. I love those. Okay. yeah, it was fairly strong in the original, so it'd be interesting. So it's a TV-14 type thing there? PG-13?
Yeah, okay. We are a high school production,
okay.
So it's not going to be to the extent that they went. But.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And then I got Catherine Seton, right? Sexton.
That's okay.
Now, that See, now Freud will say there's a reason for everything. Sorry about that, Seton.
It's okay.
What do you think about the future between you and Pippin? You got this guy who's been aloof for a while now, doing all these different things, and somehow he makes a decision at the end to be with you all. How's it going to work out?
I think, like, in the end of the show, everyone involved is going to find, in one way or another, like, what they were looking for through the whole thing, even if it takes a long time to get there.
Okay.
Like, somehow I think it'll all work out in the end for everyone to the extent that they wanted it to.
So. That's a little light. Can you give me a little more about what your vision is there?
Vision?
Yeah, what do you see?
Well,
is it a long-term relationship?
Is he
just going to be there for about 3 or 4 days and then go out and try and find somebody else?
I found him lying in the road, and I think I went through enough trouble to get him, so
okay.
I'm going to keep him for a while.
But what does he think?
What does he think?
Okay.
Yeah.
What does Pippin think? What do you think he thinks?
I think he wants to stay. I think he realizes in the end, you know, everything that he was looking for. You have to. It's not what you're doing, it's who you're with.
And why is that, Pippin?
That why is it who we're with?
Is it that you're going to stay?
I feel like we built a good foundation of a relationship as characters. You know, like we're like very open with each other. You know, Pippin and Fastrada. Like there are no other barriers. Or Fastrada. Too many women. It's so hard to keep track. Pippin and his lady. Sorry, Seton.
It's all right.
You know, like I don't know. It's just. Like if we've already broken the barriers, you know, like we've experienced sex and we've experienced, you know, first love and the expectations of husband and wife. So it's not there won't be anything unexpected. So I can't imagine it not working out.
Okay, and you've tapped all of your concerns. You've been worldly. You've seen everything you need to see, and so now you're happy with just kind of. Going through life on the adult track, which is boring and uneventful. Right,
Yeah, okay. It's not like everything.
Okay. All right, we've got to take another commercial break. We'll do the news, do the weather. We're going to get set up for some music, and we'll be talking more with these folks in a little bit. Oh, my goodness, it's out of control here. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For my character.
Okay. Now I had to do some digging, Caitlin, for Bertha. I didn't quite understand where she fit in here. So tell me a little bit about what her role is in this play.
So I play Pippin's grandmother, right. And Pippin is seeking advice. He's starting to feel a little empty and vacant with his life.
Mm-hmm.
So I live in the countryside, so he comes away from the kingdom, and he visits me, and I give him some advice through song, of course.
Through song, of course.
Of course.
Everybody does that. I sing all the time at home. Actually, I do. What did you do to him to make Warren, to make him such a ruthless individual? You're his mom, right?
Yeah. Why'd you do that to me, Mom?
Well, I guess maybe I didn't give him the attention that he deserves.
Oh.
So he passes that off onto his own.
There
self,
you go.
Unfortunately.
Okay.
Skips generation. Everything makes sense now.
There you go. And now we have a whole other plot, and that's Fastrada. And Taylor is Fastrada.
Yes, I am.
So, Taylor, or Ms. Fastrada, what is the deal with you and Charlemagne? You guys having a good relationship or what?
Probably not. I'm actually his second wife.
Right.
So, I'm Pippin's stepmother. And I have a son of my own named
yes.
Louis.
Yes.
And so, my goal in life is to basically make Louis the king. And so, I will do whatever it takes to get him to that goal.
Did you marry Charlemagne for that reason?
Probably,
I think
yeah.
There's a good chance of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Charlemagne, are you up to that? You understand what's going on, or you just
kind of... I'm just kind of obsessed with myself.
Okay.
I don't know what's going
gotcha.
On.
Gotcha. Now, Taylor, the Fosse production in 1972 had an incestuous relationship with Louis being portrayed. How far are you going on that?
Well,
halfway.
Halfway? Okay.
Probably not to the extent that Cheetah Rivera went, but,
okay.
I don't know. You're going to have to come and see.
Ah, a teaser. I love those. Okay. yeah, it did. It was fairly strong in the original. So it'd be interesting. So it's a TV-14 type thing there? PG-13?
Yeah, we are a high school production,
okay.
So it's not going to be to the extent that they went. But.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And then I got Catherine Seton, right? Sexton. Now Freud will say there's a reason for everything. Sorry about that, Seton.
It's okay.
What do you think about the future between you and Pippin? You got this guy who's been aloof for a while now, doing all these different things, and somehow he makes a decision at the end to be with you all. How's it going to work out?
I think, in the end of the show, everyone involved is going to find, in one way or another, what they were looking for through the whole thing,
mm-hmm.
even if it takes a long time to get there.
Okay.
Somehow I think it'll all work out in the end for everyone to mm-hmm. the extent that they wanted it to.
So. That's a little light. Can you give me a little more about what your vision is there?
Vision?
Yeah, what do you see?
Well,
is it a long-term relationship?
Is he
just going to be there for about 3 or 4 days and then go out and try and find somebody else?
I found him lying in the road, and I think I went through enough trouble to get him, so
okay.
I'm going to keep him for a while.
But what does he think?
What does he think?
Okay.
Yeah.
What does Pippin think? What do you think he thinks?
I think he wants to stay. I think he realizes in the end, everything that he was looking for, you have to. It's not what you're doing, it's who you're with.
And why is that, Pippin?
That why is it who we're with?
Is it that you're going to stay?
I feel like we built a good foundation of a relationship as characters. We're very open with each other. Pippin
mm-hmm.
and Fastrada. There are no other barriers. Or Fastrada.
Too many women.
It's so hard to keep track. Pippin and his lady. Sorry, Seton.
It's all right.
I don't know. It's just. We've already broken the barriers, we've experienced sex and we've experienced, first love and
mm-hmm.
The expectations of husband and wife. So it's not, there won't be anything unexpected. So I can't imagine it not working out.
Okay. And you've tapped all of your concerns. You've been worldly. You've seen everything you need to see. And so now you're happy with just kind of going through life on the adult track, which is boring and uneventful, right?
Yeah,
okay.
It's not like everything.
Okay. All right, we've got to take another commercial break. We'll do the news, do the weather. We're going to get set up for some music, and we'll be talking more with these folks in a little bit. Oh, my goodness, it's out of control here. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For my character.
Okay. Now I had to do some digging, Caitlin, for Bertha. I didn't quite understand where she fit in here. So tell me a little bit about what her role is in this play.
So I play Pippin's grandmother,
right.
And Pippin is seeking advice. He's starting to feel a little empty and vacant with his life.
Mm-hmm.
So I live in the countryside, so he comes away from the kingdom, and he visits me, and I give him some advice through song, of course.
Through song, of course.
Of course.
Everybody does that. I sing all the time at home. Actually, I do. What did you do to him to make Warren, to make him such a ruthless individual? You're his mom, right?
Yeah. Why'd you do that to me, Mom?
Well, I guess maybe I didn't give him the attention that he deserves.
Oh.
So he passes that off onto his own.
There
self,
you go.
Unfortunately.
Okay.
Skips animation.
Everything makes sense now.
There you go. And now we have a whole other plot, and that's Fastrada. And Taylor is Fastrada.
Yes, I am.
So, Taylor, or Ms. Fastrada, what is the deal with you and Charlemagne? You guys having a good relationship or what?
Probably not. I'm actually his second wife.
Right.
So, I'm Pippin's stepmother. And I have a son of my own named
yes.
Louis.
Yes.
And so, my goal in life is to basically make Louis the king. And so, I will do whatever it takes to get him to that goal.
Did you marry Charlemagne for that reason?
Probably,
I think
yeah.
There's
probably.
A good chance of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Charlemagne, are you up to that? You understand what's going on, or you just
kind of... I'm just kind of obsessed with myself.
Okay.
I don't know what's going
gotcha.
On.
Gotcha. Now, Taylor, the Fosse production in 1972 had a incestuous relationship with Louis being portrayed. How far are you going on that?
Well.
Halfway.
Halfway? Okay.
Probably not to the extent that Cheetah Rivera went, but,
okay.
I don't know. You're going to have to come and see.
Ah, a teaser. I love those. Okay. yeah, it was fairly strong in the original. It's like a TV 14 type thing there? PG-13?
Yeah, okay. We are a high school production,
okay.
So it's not going to be to the extent that they went. But.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And then I got Catherine Seton, right? Sexton.
They got,
okay. Now that, see, now Freud will say there's a reason for everything. Sorry about that, Seton.
It's okay.
What do you think about the future between you and Pippin? You got this guy who's been aloof for a while now, doing all these different things, and somehow he makes a decision at the end to be with you all. How's it going to work out?
I think, like, in the end of the show, everyone involved is going to find, in one way or another, like, what they were looking for through the whole thing, mm-hmm. even if it takes a long time to get there.
Okay.
Like, somehow I think it'll all work out in the end for everyone, mm-hmm. to the extent that they wanted it to. So.
That's a little light. Can you give me a little more about what your vision is there?
Vision?
Yeah, what do you see?
Well,
is it a long-term relationship?
Is he
just going to be there for about 3 or 4 days and then go out and try and find somebody else?
I found him lying in the road, and I think I went through enough trouble to get him, so
okay.
I'm going to keep him for a while.
But what does he think?
What does
That's
he think?
Okay. Yeah.
What does Pippin think? What do you think he thinks?
I think he wants to stay. I think he realizes in the end, you know, everything that he was looking for, you have to. It's not what you're doing, it's who you're with.
And why is that, Pippin?
That why is it who we're with?
Why is it that you're going to stay?
I feel like we built a good foundation of a relationship as characters. You know, like we're like very open with each other. You know, Pippin mm-hmm. and Fastrada. Like, there are no other barriers. Or Fastrada.
Too many women.
It's so hard to keep track. Pippin and his lady. Sorry, Seton.
It's alright.
You know, like I don't know. It's just. Like if we've already broken the barriers, you know, like we've experienced sex and we've experienced, you know, first love and mm-hmm. The expectations of husband and wife. So it's but not there won't be anything unexpected. So I can't imagine it not working out.
Okay, and you've tapped all of your concerns. You've been worldly. You've seen everything you need to see, and so now you're happy with just kind of. Going through life on the adult track, which is boring and uneventful, right?
Yeah, okay. It's not like everything.
Okay. All right, we've got to take another commercial break. We'll do the news, do the weather. We're going to get set up for some music, and we'll be talking more with these folks in a little bit. Oh, my goodness, it's out of control here. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Habits expert and New York Times best-selling author James Clear says one of the keys to a successful morning is finding a sacred space to prioritize your day. Clear is author of Atomic Habits, an easy and proven way to build good habits and break bad ones. He was on CBS This Morning and talks about some of the things that can be done to help you have a good morning routine.
You know, there is no one morning routine, right, that, like, successful people follow. It could involve meditation. It could involve exercise. It could involve writing down your to-do list and prioritizing your tasks for the day. There's no one single thing that people do. But I think that if you look at people who set their day up for success, one thing that they do have, no matter whether it's at home or at work, is some kind of sacred space to prioritize the day, to think about what do I need to get done today, what's going to set this day up for success, and they have that time kind of carved out.
And Clear reminds us,
a good morning starts the night before because often, and this is especially true for parents, right? Like you can have the best idea in the world for your morning routine, but your 4-year-old doesn't care. They'll come in and derail everything. For many families, getting out the door feels like this race just to get to school or get things going in the morning. And if you can prioritize some of those things the night before, whether it's coming up with your to-do list for the next day or you know, making lunches for the kids at school, things like that, the more that you can get done the night before, the more you can set yourself up for success.
And finally, Texas A&M will shut down on Thursday for the burial of George H.W. Bush. The university says all non-essential personnel at the College Station campus should avoid the area because of the funeral procession. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hello?
Testing, testing, testing.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Good morning. This is Nicole Smith, and you're listening to Happy to Help. For the weather forecast, it looks like we've got quite a bit of sun, mostly sunny throughout the rest of the week, but a little bit cool. High today of 36, tomorrow high of 38, Friday high of 36 again, and Saturday a high of 34. So as I mentioned, mostly sunny and a little bit chilly, so bundle up and we'll be right back.
Hey, Pat. Know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
On Thursday, November 8th, from 2 till 7 p.m., the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce will be holding its 30th annual Business Expo and Food Showcase presented by PNC Bank. It'll be held at Next Level Arena in Flemington, featuring over 100 exhibitors, demos, a chance to enter the cash machine, door prizes, and food tastings from local restaurants. From 4 till 6, meet Bill Spadia from New Jersey 101.5. Admission is free. For details, call the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit hunterdonchamber.org.
Good morning. This is Nicole Smith. You're listening to Happy to Help. And I just want to express my condolences to the Bush family. You heard it on the news. And I wanted to point out that maybe you've heard that President George H.W. Bush was the founder of the Points of Light Foundation, which is a huge organization that focuses on volunteerism and service. And they've got another piece of that called Generation On, which is focused on the youth and encouraging them to get out and do service. So if you've got a few minutes, check out pointsoflight.org or generationon.org. And there's a lot of different great ideas for kids to get involved or families to get involved on for service. And I think today, December 5th, I think it's National Service Day or something. I forgot. It's hard to keep track of all the days. It's not Donut Day, but or Cookie Day. I think that was yesterday. But today's one of the National Service Days. So if you're thinking about service, especially during the holidays or making your plans and already setting up your New Year's resolutions, then think about adding service to that list. All right, on to our guests today. I'm very excited today to have two special guests in studio. Our first guest is Daniel Fenko. Welcome. Oh, whoops. Okay. Well, I got to turn their mics on. All right. Well, Daniel Fenko, welcome.
Yes, thank you, Dan Fenko.
And Dan Fenko is the founder of the Camino de Fe Church, and we're happy to have you on today. And then our other guest is Karen De La Maza. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
And Karen is the founder of the Kids Can Change the World program, which gets youth involved. So we've got two special guests here that are focused on building community, helping kids, building purpose into your life, and helping adolescents, helping families build that sense of community back into our lives and connection. So I'm going to start with you, Dan. Tell us about your background and your calling as a pastor and how you got the Camino de Fe Church started.
Okay, so I'm originally from Peru, and I came to the United States when I was 15 years old. 26 years ago. And so I went to high school, college here. And then I was always involved in church, doing different things, Sunday school, teaching Sunday school, playing in band. And then my pastor saw potential in me for ministry and so encouraged me to go into ministry. And so I got ordained in 2012. And I've been a pastor ever since. But before that, I was working as an engineer. And then I moved into the pastoral role. And so about 5 years ago, one of the things that we realized in the church is that you can open the doors, but people don't come anymore. And so you had to adapt or try to make some changes. And so we started this church. And the thing about this church is that we go to where people is, right, rather than opening the doors. And so that's kind of how the story of how we started. So we went to Burnsville and meet in different homes around the area and try to build that community and a sense of purpose for everyone.
Incredible. I love it. So, and you just celebrated your 1 year anniversary. So congratulations.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay, great. And Karen also just saw a need in her community for her kids and for service and involvement. And tell us about how Kids Can Change the World started.
Thank you. Well, I'm originally from Mexico City. I came here 10 years ago with my husband and my three kids. And I have a bachelor in economics from Mexico City and a background more in finance and banking. But I have always loved helping people in need and this contact with vulnerable people. So I did a lot of volunteering in Mexico City with children, abandoned children and sick, and in these different homeless places. And then when we moved to New Jersey, I wanted to keep doing this, and I looked for different organizations where I could help. I finally came to this. This is a microfinance organization in New York City, and it's called ProMujer. Their mission is to help low-income women in Latin American countries to start their own businesses so that they can give their children a brighter future and more education. So I loved working here. I loved everything, but my area was more related to finance, and I wanted to have this like closer connection and more impact with all those women and children that they were helping. And I decided I needed to get more skills to be able to do what I wanted to do. So that's when I decided I needed to go back to school. I got my master's in nonprofits, global health and human services, so that I could be able to work directly in what I love doing. In the same time, I was invited to be a Girl Scout troop leader for my daughter's class with another friend. And I did this for 2 years, and I loved being able to be close to these little girls that were starting their lives and be able to translate to them some the importance of being kind and being a better person, and that would translate for them having a more meaningful life. So I love this part. The 2 years after that, I was invited to coach my son for an international competition called Odyssey of the Mind. And even when this was not related to volunteering or like helping people in need or anything, it was the idea of this program was to instill very important life skills in children, and I think they are very much needed. So like critical thinking, problem resolution, and these kind of things. And I love them both. I loved like helping people in need and being close with children, and I decided I wanted to do something that could instill human values in children and life skills and promoting volunteering to them. So that's how I started creating this program.
It's incredible, and I love hearing the story, and I actually wrote a story on Tap Into about your organization. So yeah, you're up next, Dan. I need to do a story on you. And, the thing that struck me with what you're saying and what you've put on your website was life skills. And with the work I do with Room to Read, and they're talking about the developing world, they talk about teaching life skills to girls and kids in all over the world. But the life skills apply here as well and right where we are in a different way. But because basically we're all the commonality we have in our humanity, we need life skills. And whether it's learning to care for yourself or education or whatever it is, the bottom line is we need to care for each other, whatever that means. So, and you both embody that in spades. And the other quote that gets thrown around a lot is be the change. Mm-hmm. And you guys both, you're the change. You're like, I see a need. I'm going to do it. I'm going to fill it. I'm going to get another degree to fulfill this purpose. So it's incredible. Your dedication to helping kids and helping families and helping people come together in a time when it's so desperately needed.
Yeah.
Right. So let's go back to you, Dan. You started that you saw a need and you started to build the community and build connections. So how did you gather the first couple families together and get this thing going?
Yeah. So we're gearing towards the bilingual families, Spanish-speaking families. And so one of the things that I do is I go to delis, restaurants, and I meet people there. You know, always at the same day at the same time. And that's how I met different families. And so I asked, I started having conversations about them, about their families, their kids. And then, you know, I told them that I was interested in starting a new community, a new church, and they were interested. And that's how we began. But one of the things that we do also is, you know, try to help them, give the community tools and resources for them to engage in and be part of the American way of life, sort of like what you're talking about. And so so that's kind of how I meet people and how we get together. And so now we have about 25 to 30 people now, mm-hmm. Gathering every Wednesday in different homes in Burnsville area. Mm-hmm. And so we want to be a church without a building that gathers weekly and worships weekly, but gathers once a month on a Sunday. So and we're going to have our first service on December 23rd.
Really?
Yeah, so a bilingual service.
Yeah, and where are you holding that then?
I'm still deciding because I'm connecting with people in Burnsville, but also New Brunswick and Somerville and Bridgewater. So we're trying to find out a central location for everybody to travel to.
Yeah, so. Well, that's so perfect right around the holiday season, right? So,
right.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're gonna take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good morning. This is Nicole Smith. You're listening to Happy to Help, and we've got two very special community superstar guests today. Got Dan Fanko, who is the founder of the Camino de Fe Church, and Karen De La Maza, who is the founder of Kids Can Change the World. And we're going to talk to you, Karen, and tell us about you're wrapping up. You basically started a volunteer club for kids, and you're wrapping up your fall semester of the activities. So tell us what's going on right now.
Okay, sure. So the program is about instilling human values and life skills in children through service. This group of kids have 4 different visits to nonprofit organizations addressing different social needs. So during the program, the kids make a visit to a food pantry to learn about hunger and poverty, to an animal shelter to learn about all these animals in need and abandoned animals that need a home, healthcare, and love for them. They have a visit with the seniors also, that this is like more interactive session for them. And then in the last part of the program, they go to an organization that promotes the importance of taking care of the environment. I think with all the things going on in our planet, the global warming and all the problems we hear in these days, I think it's very important that we raise children that are aware